Evan, John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
Thus far, this election has a certain wake-me-up-when-it's-over air about it. That's the view of John Downing in a column in the Irish Independent. He means no disrespect, he says, to the hundreds of professionals and volunteers of all political parties and none, now doing their best for democracy, which is vital to all. But, says Downing, some of us will long for the return of the recklessness of a campaigning Jackie Healy-Ray, who liked to dribble a good drop of petrol down the main street and then drop a match on it. But lads, you can't be doing that now. There is not a great deal of response to last night's election debate on RTE1 between 10 party leaders, which went on late into the night. The Irish Times highlights Fine Gael leader Simon Harris's defence in the course of the debate of his party's candidate in Louth, John McGahan, in the face of widespread criticism from rival parties over his suitability. On an inside page of the Times, Harry McGee explains in detail what the controversy over McGahan is about. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a warning from business leaders that the introduction of a four-day week proposed by the Green Party would leave them crippled and result in high prices for consumers. The business leaders in question are the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, ISME, and the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Once again, the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all give their front page over to one independent candidate, Gerry Hutch, veteran gangster as he is described in the Star. The Sun reports that he has called for more Gardaí on the streets of the capital. "Ger having a laugh," says the headline. In the Irish Examiner, Anne Murphy reports on the 17-year sentence imposed on a man at the Central Criminal Court sitting in Cork for what she calls a cold, calculated campaign of sexual abuse and rape, carried out over a period of 15 years on his ex-wife and two of his daughters. The Examiner's front page photograph is of a small Palestinian child sitting amid tents and rubble outside the UNRWA school in Khan Yunis, Gaza. Pope Francis's view of the conflict there is reported in the Times. In a book to be published today, he said, according to some experts, what is happening in Gaza has the characteristics of a genocide. It should be carefully investigated to determine whether it fits into the technical definition formulated by jurists and international bodies. It is now 1,000 days since Russia invaded Ukraine, and in a column in The Independent, Max Hunder says the conflict is turning into a war of robots. He spoke to a man who last year co-founded a company making drone signal jammers. There was little interest in the devices then. His company now produces 2,500 a month and has a 6-week waiting list. Ukraine's ambassador to Ireland, Larisa Herasco, in a column in The Times, says that Moscow only understands the language of strength. Diplomatic overtures without military backing are seen as weakness and encouragement to further aggression. The ambassador concludes, Ukrainian victory is not just a goal, it is a necessity.
And that's John S. Doyle.